Appendix A, March Procedures. This appendix provides examples and common practices that enable units to conduct dismounted marches, or foot marches, effectively. Procedures described in this appendix apply unless other actions are prescribed by unit leaders in particular cases. Thus, the flexibility necessary for special situations is retained. Unit-level Standard Operating Procedures. Unit-level Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, prescribe the routine procedures to follow in military operations. To provide for quick and efficient movement, individual and unit training in preparation for and the conduct of all forms of movement is desirable. Unit operations should include those standard procedures that each march unit could be expected to employ. Unit-level SOPs for dismounted marches include common planning considerations which are unique to each unit based on mission sets and are guided by desires to make the unit efficient and combat-ready. One advantage to a well-written, easily understood SOP is it saves time in planning, briefing, and rehearsing. The leadership of the unit is responsible for ensuring SOP guidelines are followed by all soldiers of the unit and updated as appropriate. Example procedures. Unit-level tactical SOPs, established to standardize march procedures, may include a task organization and guidance for dismounted marches. The examples in the following paragraphs illustrate dismounted march procedures for a foot march and tactical road march. The examples discussed in the following paragraphs are intended to be used as a guide. They are not to be considered prescriptive. Foot march procedures. Unit movement SOPs for the foot march provide standard task organization. Units will not normally organize into march units at the company level and below. To simplify planning, provide flexibility, and allow greater responsiveness. The SOP allows for smoother cooperation between habitual relationships established by unit subordinate elements and outside supporting elements. Considerations for inclusion in unit SOPs and applied to the foot march may include numbers, types of weapons, and minimum quantities of ammunition needed by each soldier on the march, number of radios, command and control systems required, and appropriate nets to monitor, number of counter-radio electromagnetic warfare and counter-improvised explosive device, IED, systems available, medical capabilities needed, required training level of gunners, radio operators, combat lifesavers, CLSs, and dismounted security teams, and stipulate what each soldier in the march must know about the mission, configuration of gun vehicles desired in the march when required, composition of the march to include front and rear security for the unit, and when required, a forward reconnaissance element, breakdown of units, communications assets, and counter-radio electromagnetic warfare systems, battle drills during the march, pyrotechnics for signals, obscuration, and illumination, SOPs for use of lasers and marking devices, content required for march briefings, no later than time for adding soldiers and, as required, vehicles to the march, march mission abort criteria, tactical road march, dismounted, procedures. When a battalion or larger unit conducts a tactical road march, the conduct of the march requires, at a minimum, reconnaissance, main body, trail party or rear security, and, when required, a quartering party. Considerations for inclusion in unit SOPs and applied to the tactical road march may include reconnaissance. Reconnaissance provides the eyes for the march. The unit SOPs may designate what units, systems, and techniques, in addition to the scout platoon, may be used for the reconnaissance mission. Listed requirements for reconnaissance may include security and early warning, determination of completion time-based route reconnaissance, capacity of underpasses, overpasses, and roads, identification and classification of route obstacles, bridges, and fords, locations of possible enemy contact and ambush locations, quartering party. A quartering party, when required, coordinates unit arrival at destination. The unit SOPs may designate support missions for the quartering party to coordinate with the receiving unit for staging for onload or offload military equipment and security. When units relocate, The quartering party prepares for arrival of the unit's main body. The quartering party may travel with the column during early stages of the move. However, it must arrive at the destination sufficiently ahead of the column to perform its mission. From a unit control perspective, major functions of the quartering party ensure the column is able to move quickly off route and into marshalling or assembly areas. The party positions march units within marshalling or assembly areas to prevent congestion on the route and enhance security by not allowing units to line up along a route waiting to enter the marshalling or assembly area. The SOP for the quartering party designates personnel by task to be accomplished and requirements to secure and sweep the area for contamination or enemy activity if the area is not secured. Main body. The unit SOPs may designate locations of key leaders and propose layout for movement of march units. The SOP can state the organization of the road march by column for administrative convenience, for example, open column and close column, and infiltration for deception and greater security. Trail party. The SOP may identify the assistant march commander, unit maintenance officer, recovery vehicles, aid and litter teams, landing zone teams, medical personnel, straggler control, rear security element, and other personnel as required. Per the SOP, these personnel may be located in the trail party unless otherwise stated in the movement order or operation order, OPORD. Note: many of the march procedures addressed in this appendix can also apply to an approach march, though there are several differences between an approach march and a tactical road march. A force conducting an approach march employs larger security forces because of its greater exposure to enemy attack. Commanders arrange units conducting approach marches into combined arms organizations. An approach march allows the commander to disperse the task-organized force into a tactical formation without being constrained to existing roads and trails. See Chapter 2 of this publication for additional information on an approach march. Additional operating procedures. Operating procedure within a unit march SOP apply across a broad range of activities in carrying out the march. Operating procedures are essential for units to achieve the desired result easily and repeatedly. Operating procedures for the unit march can include the following additional activities and measures. Guides. Guides are used to ensure units follow prescribed routes. Guides become important when operating in an area where road signs are poor or non-existent. On controlled routes, the area commander may furnish guides to direct units or vehicles moving over these routes. Highway regulation authorities use movement regulation teams and military police, MP, to assist moving units. Although these teams normally do not escort units, guides assist march commanders in locating supported units, preventing conflict with other units, and providing other information on the route. On routes not controlled, the moving unit usually is responsible for providing its own guides. Traffic control. The headquarters controlling the march may post road guides and traffic signs at designated traffic control posts. A traffic control post is a manned post that is used to preclude the interruption of traffic flow or movement along a designated route, FM 3-39. At critical points, guides assist in creating a smooth flow of traffic along the march route. Attached MPs, if available, or designated elements from the quartering party may serve as guides. They should have equipment or markers that will allow march elements to identify them in darkness or other limited visibility conditions. Halts. During halts, all personnel have certain responsibilities. Officers and non-commissioned officers, NCOs, check the welfare of their soldiers, security of loads, and in-route maintenance. Control personnel inspect equipment and loads, giving instructions to ensure columns get started with minimal confusion. Dining, medical, and maintenance personnel perform their special duties as purpose and duration of the halt permit. When vehicles are part of the march, drivers inspect their vehicles' loads and perform in-route maintenance. Soldiers wanting to relieve themselves must apply proper sanitation measures according to their unit procedures per environmental requirements. Communications. Communication during march operations is essential. Radio nets must be established to link the commander with higher headquarters, fire support, march units, reconnaissance, medics, quartering party, and trail party. Within columns, each march element may have its own control net with the march element commander and head and trail party. Other communications techniques, such as signals, must be established and rehearsed. Means of communication for the march include visual signals, audio signals, radios and tactical satellite radios, command and control systems. Escort and security elements. MP units may provide march security to specific units or on an area basis. However, availability of MP support depends on threat in the area of operations, AO, sensitivity of the cargo, and other missions the MPs must support. If available, escort and security elements are used to secure and protect the unit from enemy activity. Unit escort and security elements usually are responsibility of the moving unit. However, MPs may provide them on a mission basis contingent upon the threat and importance of the mission. March commanders must request MP support through command or movement control channels. If MP support is approved, march commanders must closely coordinate with the MP unit assigned to provide support. Presence of MPs or other escorts does not relieve march commanders from responsibility for security of their units. March commanders must plan and coordinate through their chain of command all matters regarding unit security. Unit SOPs address the following areas: noise, litter, and light discipline, front, flank, and rear security, security during halts, air cover, direct and indirect fires, communication security and emissions control, tactical deception. Special teams. Special teams have specific duties, tasks, and responsibilities during dismounted marches. Each team must understand their role and rehearse before execution of the foot march. Unit SOPs must clearly state what is expected when their expertise is needed. Leaders, if mission variables permit, keep unit integrity while creating special teams. Special teams may include field sanitation, enemy prisoner and detainee handling, and road guard teams. Field sanitation team. A field sanitation team provides the unit with expertise in basic sanitation protection. Teams ensure before, during, and after the march that proper field latrines are constructed to standard, and human waste is disposed of according to local, state, federal, or host nation laws. Field sanitation teams ensure no violations of environmental regulations occur. See ATP 4-25.12 for additional information. Enemy prisoner of war and detainee handling teams. These two teams provide the unit with expertise in handling enemy prisoners of war and detainees. The unit SOPs provide, at a minimum, if enemy prisoners or detainees are captured or detained, respectively, during a march, they will always be treated humanely and following the Geneva Convention. An enemy prisoner of war should be searched, segregated, silenced, sped to the prisoner collection point, safeguarded, and tagged with DD Form 2745, Enemy Prisoner of War, EPW, Capture Tag. Detainees are held separately from prisoners until they can be transferred to the proper authorities. See ATP 3-39.10 for additional information. Road Guard Teams. The use of road guard teams are dependent on the mission variables of mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops, and support available, time available, civil considerations, METTC. Road guards are condition-oriented. If conditions require them, they are placed about 50 meters to the front and rear of columns to slow or stop oncoming or passing traffic. Distance may be increased due to the variation of conditions or speed limit of the route in urban areas. If they are used, road guards are a safety precaution. The column commander places guards at road intersections or other critical points to stop traffic while the column crosses. At these times, road guards act as guides. When possible during night marches, road guards use night vision devices, flashlights, strobes, chemical lights, and similar devices to control or slow down traffic. Road guards must always remain vigilant. They must carry enough combat power to stop an oncoming vehicle which might have the intent to harm or kill. Note: A good technique is for all road guards to carry shoulder-launched munitions, or at a minimum, be assigned as grenadier.